Want to model after the success of Alex Hormozi? What do you use to win? To encourage you to not quit? To stay in the game? In a private conversation, when I asked her to pick to model someone who has done what she hopes to do, a client picked Alex Hormozi, one of my favorite people on the planet. His story is, on one hand, unique, on the other hand, a standard entrepreneur story. Almost every successful entrepreneur had a point, or two or three, where they hit bottom. So unless you have it in you to declare hitting bottom, if you dare, if you are more committed to reaching a high than hiding your bottom, then maybe Alex Hormozi is your ideal person to fashion yourself after. You see, Alex Hormozi's quadrant, the way the divine reaches him, is power. Power over himself. And he also had the foresight to enroll a running mate in the possibility of ascension. And moreover, he wisely selected a partner who is strong in where he is weak, caring about people. AKA goodness. She wants Alex Hormozi's results inside and outside, without having to do what Alex Hormozi did, valuing what he valued, being moved by what he is moved by. When you pick someone to model after, make sure you can see the whole picture. Make sure you are moved by what they are moved by. Make sure you are willing to take the steps they took, willingly. Or you won't be able to step in their footsteps, you won't be able to truly stand on the shoulders of giants. I have several students who have set an ideal and they follow it, outwardly, perfectly. And they are dismayed, angry, maybe even hateful when reality doesn't unfold the way it is supposed to. If you have this supposed to theme prominently in your life, then reality always violates your standards. Your standards are perfection, and in that worldview reality is always wrong. As opposed to a worldview where reality is always the way it is. And it is perfectly as itself. And you can adjust your steps to match reality, to be in step with reality. That's supposed to be is what is at the root of misery, unhappiness. The question is, can someone give that up? In one of those previous articles, I introduced the idea of the backdrop. I say that if someone becomes skillful at looking away from the backdrop, then yes. Have I met anyone who did? Who could? No, not so far, although some of my clients occasionally do that. On another note, yesterday I finished watching the 8-part Netflix series, Unbelievable. I watched it for the second time. Although this time I fast-forwarded every scene where Marie was in. I could not stand her behavior, 100% in front of her backdrop 100% of the time. But in the end her action was what moved, touched and inspired me most, when she thanked the police detectives for what they did for her. For doing what their job was to do. It's rare. And as a goodness person I can tell you, an honest feedback like that lights a goodness person up. Not because they need it, but because it is so rare. Gratitude, appreciation is as rare as a Kohinoor diamond. Pretenders, pretend gratitude, pretend appreciation, on the other hand, is as plenty as people who want something for nothing. All law of attraction adherents or believers want something for nothing. When I confront them they say but I feel grateful but gratitude is not a feeling. Gratitude is a seeing. A seeing that what outside of your cone of vision, outside of what was supposed to happen, something or someone did something for you that you were not entitled to. Entitlement is the enemy of gratitude. There were 8 victims in the case the 2 detectives solved. Only one of them called to thank them. The rest got what they were entitled for. In their world. Water can be made coherent at 653. 653 is the level of vibration. Normal water, depending on the environment, takes 5 minutes when I one-on-one expose it to the source energy, the energizer. It takes about 27 hours in my house. And it takes about 5 to 7 days in most homes. Why such a range of times? Shouldn't it be the same everywhere? Yeah, it maybe should. But don't forget that all kinds of energies hit the water at the same time. When I personally push the water, remotely, the channeled energy is much stronger than any other energy in the environment. When it is in my house, left to its own, the next door neighbor, the downstairs neighbor, and their emotions and attitudes all affect the water, thus it takes 27 hours to become coherent and overcome those incoherent energies. All emotions are incoherent energies. And in your house, given your fledgling faith, given your doubt, given your feelings of superiority, given your pretenses, it takes really long. The more incoherent you are, the longer it takes. I have a client in Canada who isn't pretentious. A total outlier, I know. And his water, just like mine, takes 27 hours to become coherent. I bring the water to coherence. And the process to make it coherent is an apt analogy. Your pretense makes the world and yourself incoherent. Your pretense is attempting to fool everyone, including yourself. Its purpose is to buy status. I never knew about status. I give credit for that perspective to marketing genius, Perry Belcher. Humans do 90% of what they do for status. Either to raise it or to not lose it. And only 10% of what they do is for pleasure. Pleasure doesn't lower your coherence, while what you do for status does. What is status? Getting attention, being important, being considered smart, good-looking, rich, powerful. Being feared, being revered. Everything you want while you pretend that you want what I teach you is for status. Your controversial relationship where you are trying to prove the world that you are smarter than me is also for status. And I bet your water takes extremely long time to become coherent. Because how you do anything is how you do everything. All day, everywhere you are trying to prove the world dumber than you. In the Find Yourself workshop, what we'll attempt to do is return you to being yourself, without any pretense, any need to buy status. Wanting status takes you out of yourself, out of your self-possession, out of your own authority, and renders you chump for others. Status comes from other people. And sacrifices the self. Can we do it? I don't know. It depends on you and your desire to become a self. To become self-possessed, to become your own authority. But we can try, can't we? I started to give up my quest for status in 1996. I had no map, no blueprint, and I had no idea what I was doing. Except I was aware that having so much energy on being smart was making me miserable. Wanting to be valued made me miserable. So I started to want it less and less. I saw that admitting to myself that I was stupid, i.e. not smart, was more wholesome, and allowed for more pleasure and joy than the opposite. Counterintuitive, isn't it? Anyway, the self-workshop is next week on Saturday 11 a.m. EDT. I have room for 3 more people. First come, first served. The self-workshop yourvibe.me/self.